Thank the Lord. Each one of us should have offerings to bring with us to be offered up to God. In particular, the burnt offering. Because today, as we live, we should not be living ourselves and not living for ourselves. Paul says that the love of God constrains us. Since we have already died with Him, today we should not be living for ourselves, but we should be living for Him. We should live unto the Father. We should live for the Lord Jesus. This is our experiencing Christ as our burnt offering. I myself have many choices. If it were up to me to choose, I would have stayed home. So comfortable. I have many reasons. I told the Lord, Lord, I've traveled enough. I don't want to travel anymore. But thank the Lord. It's not that if I say I won't be traveling anymore, then I don't travel anymore. But that God wants to work. It's God's will. It gives me an opportunity to experience Christ as a burnt offering. The Lord Jesus is also our meal offering. There are many opportunities in which we can experience the humanity of Christ. We people have a lot of reactions in us. If the circumstances are good, it's still good. We're all okay and everybody is happy. But when things happen, and we're very troubled. Besides, we have a lot to say. The self comes out. Thank the Lord. That gives us a good opportunity to live Christ, to experience His humanity. If I were to live myself, I've got a lot to say. It's endless. But the circumstances, once again, give us a good opportunity. If you think of the Lord Jesus before Pontius Pilate, there were so many people condemning Him. If it were you, before this judge, and I condemn you, how would you be? You would present all your evidence to say that it's He who is wrong and not I, right? Did the Lord Jesus do that? No. Why not? Because He was wrong? No. Had He no reason to speak? Of course He did. Did He not have the wisdom? He had that too. It's not that He didn't have it. But what did the Bible say? He fully trusted in the righteous God who's the judge. It's not that the judgment of Pontius Pilate counted. Man can say a lot of things. But eventually, God has to speak. We care too much about what people say, right? If people say something, we react. But it's very strange. You don't care about what God says. I don't care about how God sees things. I only care about how man sees things. There is why there's a lot of reactions between man and man. Why did the Lord Jesus not have any reaction out of him? Because he fully trusted in God. Do you think that if the Lord Jesus explained a lot of things before Pontius Pilate, that things would be solved? No. Besides, on top of that, it's the will of God for him to be crucified. That is why he fully trusted in God. Peter said, he trusted in the righteous judge who's God. It's no use for man to judge, but it's God's judgment that counts. Paul also said the same thing. He said, I don't care for man's judgment. He also cared for the judge of all, God, who also exposes all the hidden things of the heart. Because man looks at the outward, but God is the one who searches the hearts. So brothers and sisters, do not care so much about people judging you. It gives you an opportunity to deny yourself. It gives you an opportunity to experience Christ. It gives you an opportunity to be conformed to Christ. Paul said he wanted to have part in the sufferings of Christ. So when you have to suffer, are you afraid of suffering? You have to thank and praise the Lord. Oh, I have an opportunity to experience the suffering together with Christ. Isn't that good? So, brothers and sisters, we have to know Christ as our meal offering. Many Christians do not consider sufferings as a part of the riches of Christ. Paul wanted to experience Christ to the extent that he wanted to imitate the sufferings of Christ. He wanted to imitate the death of Christ. Did Christ die because he was wrong? No. Because Christ sinned? Not that either. Was it because people hated him and they killed him? No. So why did he die? It was for you and for me. He gave his life. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to give your life for the brothers and sisters? We talk about love, love, love. What love? That is not love. The love that we speak of is not the love that is in the Bible. The love of Christ is a love that lays down his life for others. A love that is willing to be rejected by men. Our love is quite different. It's quite different. That is why it's not so simple to know the humanity of Christ. Throughout the years, we have seen a lot. People just love themselves, and they want to lay down the lives of others, right? Now, if you had the choice, are you willing to lay down your life for someone else? Or do you protect your life and you want to lay down the life of others? Tell me. Which is better, Brother Chu? You'd say it's hard to be a person. There's only one way. You have to enjoy Christ as a meal offering, to enjoy the humanity of Christ. In this way, we have mentioned it already, the third offering is a peace offering. It's only in this way that you can have the true peace. Besides this peace offering, it's first of all to have peace with God. If a person is not reconciled unto God, and he often does things that offends God, whatever I say is what I want to say, it's not what he wants. My thoughts are contrary to his thoughts. I like to be like this, but it is not what God likes. If I live in such a way, you're absolutely not at peace with God. Jesus Christ is our peace. You go read it for yourselves. The peace offering. The third offering. It's a peace offering. Christ is our peace with God and man. But do not forget, first it is peace with God. Why is it for the last three feasts, in the middle of these last three feasts, there is the Feast of Atonement? Aren't you already saved? Haven't you experienced salvation? Redemption? Because the sin offering is there to bring us back to the Father. To redeem is to pay the price. To save us out of sin. And to bring us back to the Father. And with us, we were redeemed. We were saved out of sin. And we have also been forgiven. And yet, we still do not listen to the Father. We still are far away from Him. We still are not at peace with Him. We are saved, yet we still do a lot of things that we should not be doing. Isn't that so? Truly so. We all are like this. That is why there's still the Day of Atonement. Because you are not fully atoned to God. You've sinned against Him every day. Then what should we do? That is why on the Day of Atonement, that is a very important day. In English, it's called the Day of Atonement. Meaning to say that you're fully atoned, reconciled unto God. Why should there still be such a day? Because the people are saved already. Yet, we still do a lot of things that offend Him. Yes, we're saved. But we continue to offend Him. Now, the Lord is coming soon. If you are not well atoned to Him, what are you going to do? That is why on the Day of Atonement, that is a feast day. Do not forget that there are a total of 7 feasts. If you do not understand them, and once again you say, oh, that's the Old Testament, then you won't care for this point. On that day, what do you have to do? You have to afflict your soul. You have to afflict your soul. It's not that someone else would come to offend you or to cause you to suffer, but you yourself has to afflict your own soul. Do not love yourself so much. Do not care so much for your soul life. If people offend you, then you cannot sleep for 3 days and 3 nights. And you'll be crying there. Who are you crying for? Are you shedding tears for yourself? When we weep, most of the time it's for ourselves. But the Lord's tears, He shed tears for others. We love ourselves too much. You did not do what the Lord Jesus said. If you want to follow me, you have to deny yourself. I love myself. And I care for myself. Whatever I would like to do, I just go ahead and do it. And if I cannot get it, I really suffer. If I get what I want, I'm very happy. Isn't that right? Now, if you understand the Day of Atonement, God says, who among the children of God do not afflict their souls? God will cut him off from his people. I want to cut off others. I would not cut off myself. That is why the peace offering it is to be in harmony. It's not easy. You and I are not a person who denies the self. We are one who loves ourselves. There's no way to have peace. There's no way to have peace. How did the Lord Jesus accomplish this peace? How did he become our peace? Tell me. Now you are a Jew, and he is a Gentile. And the Lord Jesus wants the two of you to be at peace. If it were up to me, tomorrow I'll make an appointment with you too to go to a restaurant and have a good meal. Can you come? I'm inviting you. Please show up. And I also invite you. Please show up. You promised me, right? Okay. Now we all sit together. And let's talk about it. How about it? Is this method good? Why is it not good? Without talking to one another, how can you be at peace, right? Don't you believe that? Why do you have to continue doing that? Let me tell you, with discussion, there might be peace outwardly, but inwardly there is no peace. After a while, the fight comes about again. This is why there is no peace in the world. I don't know how many decades they have been, how many centuries they have been holding discussions. But the Lord Jesus is not like this. The Lord Jesus said, come, come, come. He brings you to the cross. And then through his resurrection, through his resurrection life, he made both of us into one new man. Do you do this? Our method is not the same as God's method. It's different. That is why, brothers and sisters, when we talk about this peace offering, there's also a wave offering that's included. There needs to be the power of the resurrection of Christ that can swallow up the death. Because you first have to be brought into his death, and then out of resurrection comes out something new, not something old. If your two old men are there trying to make peace, or if there's one new and one old, it still does not work. Both need to enter into Christ, and then in him there's the power of resurrection. Then you can have the true peace. Besides, it's first and foremost, it's with peace with God. God is the main thing. That's the most important one. Why can I not be at peace with you? Because I do not submit to God. I still have lived myself. If I want to please God, amen. I don't want to live myself. And you don't want to live yourself. Then we can fully be at peace with God in Christ. In this way, we can have the real peace. And then Christ also had to ascend We also need the heave offering. The wave offering speaks of the resurrection of our Lord. And the wave offering is the part of the breast. It refers to the love of Christ. Because Christ went to the cross because of his love. And then through resurrection, he worked his love into us. Now, the ascension of Christ is a heave offering. What we get is the shoulder. The shoulder signifies strength. The strength of Christ. Without strength, without the power, you cannot be one. It's only the weak that fight with one another. Oh, you say, oh, we're weak. That's why we fight with one another. You think you're very strong and you would fight because you are in the flesh. You do not have the strength to resist the enemy. You cannot even control yourself. That's why you start fighting with one another. Tell me, are you weak or are you strong? You think you're very strong. Aren't you strong when you're quarreling with one another? To be at peace, you need the heavenly strength. You have to learn to be one who submits to the Christ who is seated on the throne. Otherwise, it does not work. Lord Jesus, tell me, is it easy to have peace? We are wrong again. Peace is not easy. We need to submit ourselves, be under his feet. We need to be ones who are conquered by the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to become a prisoner in Jesus Christ, imprisoned in Jesus Christ. Then we can have peace. Don't you believe me? You go try it again. There's no way. In the old man, there's no way to have peace. I don't believe that in my flesh that I can have peace with others. There is no way. That is why Christ is our peace. To live and walk in the Spirit. Then you can deny yourself. And you can also afflict your soul. You don't need to fight with others. If people scold you, just let them scold. Blessed is he who is being scolded. As long as you are not one who scolds others. If you're being scolded by others, it's okay, but do not scold others. Tell me, is it easy to be scolded or is it easy to scold others? Do you want to be one who is being scolded by others? Or do you want to be a person who scolds people? It's hard to say, right? It's not easy at all. When people scold you, I don't know how you would react. You have to remember, our Lord Jesus Christ was the Christ who was crucified. He went through all kinds of sufferings. You and I cannot even take a tiny bit of suffering. Today, when I got up in the morning, I had a sore throat and I couldn't take it. Oh Lord, I want to sleep some more. Let's let him share. I have many excuses. A little bit of suffering and go, oh. Isn't this the case? We are all like this. We cannot suffer. But we're very good at making others suffer. We're experts. Lord Jesus. That is why, brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus Christ is our peace. Do not forget that in this peace offering, there has to be the wave offering, and there also needs to be the heave offering. Lastly, we still have 5 more minutes. We have the sin offering. And we also have the trespass offering. These two offerings are very important for our fallen condition. Do not look down at these two offerings. The first two offerings are for God, because God is the most important one. And the last two are for us. Oh, I know. If we come to talk about these things, tell me, which one do you think is the most important? Why? A sin offering? Because I have sin. Because you have sin. Is it really so? So if you have sin, then what? That is why you need the sin offering. So, your main thing is still concerning yourself. You do not have him in the first place. Are you important or is he important? God is important. Okay, that's right. God is important. Really so? Now, how would you prioritize the offerings? Which one should come first? The burnt offering. Oh, he changed his mind. First he said the sin offering is the most important. Now he changed his mind. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Now, what's the difference between the sin offering and the trespass offering? There's a big difference. Why is there a big difference? Because we are sinners. You just want forgiveness. Oh, the blood cleanses me from my sins. That's good. And after the cleansing, you go sin again. And after sinning, oh Lord, forgive me. Cleanse me of my sins. And the Lord Jesus cleanses you again. This is the trespass offering. Cleansing you of the sins that you have committed. Very few Christians believe that God, the Lord's redemption is to save us out of the slavery of sin and to save us out of the dominion of sin. You just want to have your sins forgiven, but you are still a slave of sin. You are still under the dominion of sin. This is a big problem, because we do not have this concept, and we also never thought that the Lord wants to redeem us out of the slavery and the dominion of sin. We even think that that's not possible. Now, if it were not possible, then we wouldn't need the sin offering. The sin offering is that the Lord Jesus Christ already did away with sin on the cross. Satan was also done away with, and my sinful flesh has also been done away with. That is why Romans chapter 6 says, sin no longer has dominion over me, and death has no longer dominion over me. From now on, I am no longer a slave of sin. Amen. Can you say this? No? Why not? Because you do not know how important the importance of the sin offering. We do not realize what the Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross. He did away with the sin of the world. He did away with the root of sin. Romans chapter 8 says, through the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, it has liberated us, freed us from the law of sin and death. We are freed. We are freed. Now you have to experience this in your spirit. You have to learn to tell sin and tell death, get away. You have no dominion, no authority over me anymore. You cannot control me anymore. I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Have you said it in this way? Do you dare to say this? Oh, the temptation of sin comes. Oh, Lord. Is it like this? Are you still a slave of sin? Are you afraid? You have no fear, because the Lord Jesus is your sin offering. He has already saved you out of the power of darkness, what are you still afraid of? That is why you have to see this clearly in your spirit. No, I no longer have anything to do with you. Get out, and he will flee. But if you're still afraid of him, then there's no way. Because the Lord Jesus has already redeemed you out of that thing. That is why there's a sin offering, and there's also a trespass offering. The sin offering is to save you, to redeem you out of the condition of being a slave to sin. You're no longer a slave to sin. And the trespass offering is that if you still sin, thank the Lord. We have the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to wash you. And then you can be sanctified once again and press on ahead diligently. It's not that, oh, I'm forgiven, thank the Lord, and I go back to sin again. Then that will be terrible. That is why 1 John chapter 2 tells us, verse 1, is that, my little children, these things I write to you, so that you may not sin. Is this possible? Because we have a sin offering. Because life is already within us. On the cross, the Lord already dealt with the root of sin. And he also destroyed the devil who has the power of death. He has freed us. That is why 1 John tells us, let me read it to you. And then you can go have your lunch. You're hungry, right? Or do you want to fast and pray? We have eaten, we're too full here in Bangkok already. My little children, 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. These things I write to you, so that you may not sin. Oh, thank the Lord. It's possible not to sin. Isn't that great? Tomorrow when you get up in the morning, you have to go tell sin and death, don't get close to me. I don't belong to you guys anymore. You no longer have dominion over me. And if anyone sins, it doesn't mean that from now on you never will sin again. Still, we might sin once in a while because this life has not matured in us yet. It doesn't mean that you may go sin. It's because we can't help it, but not every day, that every moment, every minute, every second we are sinning. No, no. It is normal that we're no longer under the dominion of sin. But if anyone sins, what does it say here? We have an advocate with the Father. It's Jesus Christ the righteous. and He Himself is the propitiation for our sins. This is a propitiation that brings us back to the Father. And it's not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. The redemption that the Lord Jesus accomplished is too great. That is why there is a sin offering to save us out of the slavery. And then there's a trespass offering because there are still chances that we might make mistakes. But if you're wrong, you have to confess your sins and to repent. Then the Father will not only forgive you, but cleanse you of your sins. Forgiveness alone is not enough. Still, there needs to be the cleansing. The cleansing until you are white, absolutely white. Why? Because we need our fellowship with the Father restored. And to restore our fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ. Because if we sin, sin would break off our fellowship. That is why, if we are wrong, don't say, "Oh, I'm not wrong, I didn't do anything wrong." You still think that, "Oh, I'm right." Do not be like this. If we're wrong, you have to admit your fault before the Father. Do not think that He does not know. You cannot hide from Him. You may be like man to say, "I am not wrong, it's Him, He is wrong. I am not wrong." You have to ask the Father. Even by saying such a thing, you are already wrong. If you are not wrong, you don't need to say so much. By talking, besides by saying so much, besides just saying this angrily, and you lose your temper, you're wrong again. And that is why, thank the Lord, we have a sin offering, and we also have the trespass offering. And all these offerings combined, aren't they good? They're good. Then we would have many rich offerings to bring to the Father. Thank the Lord.